aspect, yo, Apple, the reason they're supreme because they use quality products. PC uses, they use products to make it affordable for the customer. So, you know, so you that give and take a little bit, but unless you're using the Galaxy.
That might be a whole nother brother's bill, but I'm going to keep it a band. I'm on an Apple right now, and I don't sound as good as you do. I'm jealous.
What you got? I got the 8 Plus. Oh, JJ, that's Bubba JJ. Say he on Apple too, right? Yeah. Well, Apple, you got. Come on, house. You doing something different, man. You got to check knowledge, guy. You got to share the information, G. He got a wireless chip. His headset is up there. Are you using a headset or are you just speaking through the mic?
No, it's on speakerphone right now. Hey, that's just his voice, my G.
Yeah, he came on excited. What was your name again, brother?
The one Juice, yo.
Juice. That's what's up. Is Juice from New York?
Juice, brother Juju. Look.
Brother Juju.
Yeah, Juice is my good brother, man. He's likely just like family, man. I know Juice, man. The better part of this, man. I don't know what 20 years or so, man. Give or take, man. And then brother, mindset Elijah. A good brother, man. If the universe brought my way, man, very, very deep brother. We always have deep bills. I met the brother by way of my business mentor and my good friend, brother Shiloh, man. I should have called him too, but I know he don't play the late night. And then brother JJ came by way of sister Monet, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I've been on Monet for a little minute, and she know how deep I can get, you know, on certain subjects. You know, she know how deep I can get, so. You know, I think that's why she recommended me, you know, for the podcast. So, and I definitely, you know, appreciate the opportunity.
Definitely, bro. Definitely. I stopped by your page for a minute, man. I see the Unks and the RBGs and all of that, brother. That's always a good look. And your sister Monet, man, she a good sister. I never met this sister personally, man. My queen shared some of my music on Facebook, and the sister just kind of, you know, gravitated towards the music, and she always been a dope supporter. She chime in on the, you know, the bills and whatnot. So, you know, good people roll with good people, man. So you're a brother, yeah, to me, man. And we definitely, you know, definitely, I want us all to just, however we do it, man. Hey. Just, you know, we all here for a reason. Universal law govern all events. None of this shit just happened by coincidence. So we all here.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
For a reason, man.
Yo, and shout out to you and your music, my G. Like, yo, I love the videos that you putting out there. Yo, keep it coming. Keep it flooded, man. Like, you know I was a fan off rip, bro. So, like, for to see the visual come to it, like, yo, keep it coming, bro.
Thank you, brother.
I
appreciate that, man.
You know, the mumble rap right now, you know, driving everybody crazy. So, you know, whenever an artist, you know, have a real bar and lyric, you know, the streets appreciate that. A lot.
Oh, thank you, man. I do my best to keep it coming, man. And that, you know, honestly, man, you know, just hearing that, that's like the gasoline that keeps the engine running, man. So, and especially from brothers that I respect their minds and I respect, you know, their morals and how they move and navigate throughout this world. So, I mean, honestly, bro, sincerely, that mean a lot to me, man. You know, trust me when I tell you, man. I'll probably get up tomorrow and start chopping up this next. I got some good stuff coming, man. I definitely got some good stuff coming. So, you know, Bubba ain't slowing down at all, man. Definitely, I promise y'all that. I'm on top of it, man.
Hey.
So we had
You already know I've been around since Power Culture, bro. So it is what it
Come
is.
Come on, Bubba. Hey.
Look. What I'm trying to do, yo, for real, like, I'm trying to help you with these visuals, man. You know what I mean? I got you, bro. So when you ready to sit down with these visuals, man, I want to get my, you know, my expertise.
Where you at now?
Expertise is free. I'm in Baltimore, but ain't nothing to come to the city, though, bro.
Okay. Yeah, we
got to chop it up. I'm gonna show these young bulls like with studying your craft and you know, like just taking it to the next level. Because what I want to say about your photography and your other stuff, by being self-taught and actually picking up a book and self-teaching yourself, that's the dope stuff. Because a lot of brothers just freestyle do it, and they, you know, they kind of devalue the photography game sometime and the. You know, by just going, like, not doing the research or, you know, trying to learn the craft. Like, you know, man, I appreciate to see a brother like you, man, that's self-taught, but, like, fundamentally sound, man. That's dope, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Bubba. Thank you, man.
Brother that went to art school and been around, you know. That's dope, bro.
Thank you, man.
That's some big stuff right there, yo.
Man, I'm just going to give all thanks to the creator and the ancestors, man, because sometimes I don't even know where funny because, man, I tell people all the time, my shrine is next to where my station is, where I make beats, where I record, where I do the photography, where I do the graphic design. And so, you know, I always pour a little libation, I'll burn a little sage, man. I got a picture of Sister Harriet on my shrine, like right next is always staring at me, man. And so every once in a while, I kind of peek over at her, man, and just give her a nod, like, yeah, we still in here. You know what I mean? We still in here, man. So, you know, that's a lot of my motivation, man. And so I appreciate it, man. You know, boy, it's been a long time coming, man. You know, we've seen each other, man, on the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows. Yeah, bro, just to know we still out here. All of us, man. All of us.
And we were talking yesterday about the Savage Rock stages. I was like, yo, I remember those days. Like, damn, we're sitting the wrong way, bro. Sitting around
St.
John's Wood, trapping all day. Trapping all day, all night in St. John's Wood, yo.
Crazy, though, because, like, I think back to some of the foolishness we was involved in, and, like, you know, it's almost, like I said in the podcast, it feels like a different lifetime, bro, because, you know, I think back to just my mentality and my mind state then, and it's like, it's just crazy. I look at it, it's like when I tell the stories, it's almost like I'm talking about somebody else. I have to check myself, like, no.
You are talking about.
Your side today.
Hey.
So, you know, that's what it is, man, but we at 9:34. My brother just texted me and said he's gonna jump on. I'm gonna give him about a clean 120 seconds. If he's not on here, then the show must go on. Brother JJ, where you located, man?
I'm in Miami, fam. Miami, Florida.
Oh, man, yeah. Out there, brother.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good money, brother.
It is, and I was telling, you know, one of the homies on the podcast earlier, you know, I'm trying to build my own empire. I got working on my website, just bought my own website, and I was telling them, you know, the Europeans, they push this false history, so it's like, they could do it, they could push the false history, yeah, I'm going to push the real history, but at the same time, you know, since I'm being indoctrinated for so long.
Where I know you from? You in my mentor group?
Nah.
Where I know you from, man?
I met you here. I need your number again.
Oh, yeah, you asked me if I'm sorry. If I ran into a young brother at the store. Yeah, man, you never called me. You wanted the fitness information.
Yeah.
You never called me, though. All right, take my number down.
I need it.
Gotta make it quick, there, young brother. Yeah, my bad, man. I thought he was in my mentor group as a brother. I'm sorry, Brother JJ. Now, I was listening to you talking about the European influence and how they alter the history. I'm sorry, I was right there with you, brother.
Yeah, so they also, you know, they push this false narrative, you know, on history. But they tell half truth. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell the whole truth. But the question is, how many people want the truth? You know, because people have been so indoctrinated with the lie. So when you come with the truth, it's like, yeah, we don't want to hear because, you know, this and this. So, you know, I'm going to put it to them whether, you know, they want to accept it or not. So, you know, that's my reason why I got my own website. Plus, I want to get them on insight.
So. Definitely, bro. Well, I tell you what, I mean, bro, anything I can do to help with that, I definitely want to check the website out.
Appreciate it.
One of my good homies, I don't know if he can jump on the call or not, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's your Cash. No, he ain't jump on. He's in Florida, if I ain't mistaken, too, man. So I definitely want to be able to link y'all, brother. He's a good brother, man. The brother, he's a crip, but he's on the better side of things, man. He's working with, Queen Afua's son, and they really bringing that blue and that red together, man, for a higher purpose, kind of taking it back to what originally it was meant to be, you know what I mean? And he just came from Brooklyn. He moved to, I don't know exactly where at in Florida, but he can't be so far from me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
brother, so definitely, man, I mean, before we get off this this line, definitely, man, we all take down your website, man, and, you know, shit, man, I'm definitely here to support, bro. Yep. I want to check it out.
Appreciate
it. Add on to help you out
for
my end, you know what
and,
I mean?
And also, Brother JJ, like, yo, fuck them motherfuckers that don't want to hear it. Like, there's 7.5 billion people out there. This is one of the biggest things that, yo, when you start walking in your shit, like, yo, there's people that rock with you. Like, this circle right here, we just listen to you. We all built, we creating. Like, we talk about tapping into the co-creator and everybody, we all got gifts and shit. So it's like literally that 1 second or that 10 second or that 30 seconds we giving to these motherfuckers that don't care about our shit. Like, literally, right. there are people that's willing to listen, and they look like us, and they feel like us. And like, just how y'all said y'all connected, yo. Like, yo, I don't find anything by accident no more, bro. Like, I'm strictly obedient. This shit wasn't in my schedule, but I made room for it. Because, like, yo, me and Rock, we've been talking about building for the past few months, bro. So it's like, yo, coming, right, yeah, right. yo, so you coming out and, fact, and, go ahead.
Yeah, one of my homies, you know, we kind of put a deck together, you know,
stuff like
that. Oh, yeah. Your phone breaking up a little bit, Sammy. So I said, man, one of my homies who I know, who I grew up with, we kind of put a lecture together.
Hey.
So, you know, that's one thing I'm working for, too, trying to put, you know, my first lecture together. So I'm going to have my homeboy with me.
That's what's up. This is the time for it, man. Create some shit, man. Like, I'm definitely want to get your shit and put it out there. Y'all social media, I want to connect with y'all, man. Yo, this shit.
Yes,
hey, Rock, this is gonna be a dope session, bro. Who number? Which numbers? Who's gonna be who? I know you were signing.
This is how we're gonna run it. We're gonna start. I'll go. We're gonna go, brother JJ. You're gonna be one knowledge. I'm gonna go in order of the, you know, the gear and time span in which I met everybody on the line. You know what I mean?
All right, there we go.
Then brother mindset, brother, you're gonna be wisdom. That's two. And then hot, you still there, Jules?
Yeah, already.
All right, you're gonna be understanding, my G. That's three. So I'll be kind of bouncing back and forth between one, two, and three. So that's really much what it is. We got JJ as one. We got mindset, brother mindset at two. We got hot at three. Did somebody else chime in? Anybody else new on the line? Okay, all right. So don't worry about that. We good to go, man. So let me pull up these questions real quick. And, came in the store, man. So 1 second, bro, because I could have sworn I heard.
Nah, man, you wise, man. Get your wise ass out here.
To be heard and understood. Back to these sisters, man, they really need to know how we feel about things, and that's why I wanted to keep everything anonymous, because, and I mean, you guys let me know how you feel about that. The reason why I set it up like that is because I really wanted brothers to be able to go all the way in, you know, complete open honesty, no holds barred honesty about everything. If you want to remain anonymous, that's fine. I just thought that would be best. But if you want to, you know, go ahead and throw your name out there, then that's fine too, man. This is Brothers Bill. And, y'all brothers just let me know how y'all want to proceed with that. And we can get on into it.
Bro, like, yo, I'm already out there, bro. I'm in social, I don't hold shit, so. Like, I'm giving them my access to me anyway.
Bro, I'm causing controversy every day on Facebook, man.
I don't mind, you know, my name out there. I do not mind
at all. So. All right. I'm going in, too, bro. Like, y'all got to be ready. I'm going. Look, I've been keeping it calm right now. But, like, I'm going in. Like, yo, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the energy I like to hear, man. So we gonna keep the number system going just for the sake of keeping everything organized. Just keep in mind, because we're about to jump into this. I'm going to start recording in 1 second. But keep in mind, please mute your phones, and I'll be doing the same as brothers are building, so that, if there's any background noise or whatnot, or you happen to laugh or, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, brother, you right, tell that truth. We just don't need that to come through, because that'll cut a brother's bill midway. All right? All right. All right, best.
Yes, got you.
So basically, get to the number, get called, right?
Yeah, that's going to be the best way to do it, man. Yeah, thank you, Hop. Just go ahead and mute until your number get called, and we're going to go in order. I'm going to do probably, roughly, I'm not going to cut your bill at all, but if it just start getting too long, then I might just, send a little brainwave through to you, because I don't want to cut nobody's bill just to say, all right, brother, let's try to reel it in a little bit, because, other brothers got to be able to express how they feel, you know what I mean?
Understood.
Right. All
right, so we're about to get into it right now.
The recording has started.
Peace, what up, y'all? You already know who this is. Your brother, Amir, Rock Stages, Nathaniel. This time I got, we're going into episode 4, and I got many brothers in the cypher with me tonight. We're about to go all the way in. And so the idea, the concept of this is that I have some sisters, and we got our sisters, our sister queens, who have submitted questions to me. And these are questions that they have for the brothers, man. And so we're just going to go right into it. Again, this is episode 4, Brothers Build, and let's get to it. So I got 3 brothers on the line thus far. And just so the audience, listening audience knows how the thing is going to go down, I'm going to ask the question. None of these questions are questions that come from me. These are all questions that come from our sister queens. We're going to ask the questions. We're going to go down the line. Each brother will have a chance to build on whatever the question is, give his opinion on it, and then we'll go on into the next question. So, starting with question number 1, the question is, what examples of love did you see growing up? We're going to go with our brother Knowledge right now for this one. Brother Knowledge, number 1, what examples of love did you see when growing up?
Okay, the examples of love I saw growing up, coming from a single family home raised by my mother, she taught me very, very valuable things to respect women. And one thing she always instilled in me is love a woman the way how you want a man to love me. Treat a woman the way how you want a man to treat me. And that stuck with me since I was a kid. So the love example I saw my mom, she made sure that I knew how to treat a woman. Not just physically insulting her, but I think more of a mental abuse and mental abuse and verbal abuse is way more harsh than physical abuse, because physical wounds can heal, but psychologically, if you break a woman down, a woman will never recover, and she will never look at you the same after the verbal and the mental abuse. So that's my take on it, on that, you know.
That's powerful, brother. That's definitely powerful. I understand where you're coming from, brother. I do, and I agree. You know, the psychological abuse, you know, oftentimes we skip over that. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I think both are wrong, and I think we're both on the same wave with that. Physical abuse, psychological, verbal abuse are both wrong. But we oftentimes, you know, kind of look at, you know, the words that we say to a sister is not as powerful or long-lasting than the physical. So that's a deep bill, brother, and I appreciate that. All right. We going to Brother Wisdom, number 2. Same question, brother. What examples of love did you see growing up?
All right, I appreciate that, brother JJ Brilden, on some very, very valid points, since to be in duality, like everything is hot and cold. So we get the good love and the bad love, as they say. So like my mom, I grew up in a single family household, and most men, most African Americans are growing up in single family, strong mother based households. And it wasn't just my mom. It was actually the woman in general. So like I saw the example of love being portrayed in the material things that we got, i.e. the presents and gifts. And I saw how the exchange, how it made people excited. And when, and the lack of that kind of made people stressed out. But I also seen the love in regards to losing love. Like there was no real men there. So it was like, it's just the material, it's just the sexual act that is actually portraying the love. So it's like growing up through that, I had to learn how to love myself. So it's like, and I based it just off of those experiences, and it's been an exciting process learning what actual love is. It not just being a material thing or a sexual or physical thing, but it's an act, like it's compassion. Showing compassion no matter how your family look, no matter what it looked like, no matter what situation it is. And I've been learning that in my 34 years of living.
That's very peace, brother. Very peace. I understand where you're coming from, brother. I think a lot of us, as we go through the line, we're going to find we have a lot of similarities in our upbringing. And there's going to definitely be a lot of consistencies amongst our answer for this question, I think. And I'm just kind of forecasting that. We're going into the same question for Brother Knowledge. What examples of love did you see growing up, brother?
Wow, this is a real question. Like, just to be raw and real, and just to be like totally honest, I didn't see like too many. When I watched the Huxtables on TV, you know what I mean? Like,
I've seen the same, like, inconsistent behavior, like, even though I grew up in the suburbs in a nice house with my grandparents, but, like, love, I didn't really see any real good, healthy examples of love. And unfortunately, I think that's too, I think it's real a real common thing in our community that we don't really get to see that real healthy relationship, so we don't have anything to gauge by. And most of the things we gauge in, we're gauging these relationships by are inconsistencies that we're taught that really don't hold any, you know, any traditional value or weight. So, like, really, I didn't see any. Like, I seen love from, like, family members. As far as, like, woman manly love, I saw the same, like, inconsistencies, like, the incompatibility, like, the togetherness out of, like, you know, some people be together just for, like, so they've been so used to each other out of a need of, like, you know what I mean? And, like, they've been going through these, like, situations of fighting and arguing for, like, years, like, and whether it was in, the community I grew up in, Chesterfield or the hood, I've seen the same inconsistency, like, not too many examples of what love was. So when I got in my own relationship, I was just regurgitating the same inconsistencies that I've got, which was insecurity, you know, hypersexualism with women, you know, and definitely being hyper aggressive and controlling, because I thought that's what love was. So that's what I seemed like, you know what I mean? I didn't really know the real true meaning aspect of love, truthfully, brother, until I got older.
So let me ask you a quick question, brother. That you said, you know, you didn't really start to see or come into, you know, an awareness of what love was until you got older. You know, what changed, what helped you to kind of understand, you know, love in a better way later on in life?
You know me, so other brothers that don't know me, you know, I had a past like everybody else, but I used to prostitute women for money. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Everybody knows me. Knows that I had a pretty dark past when it came to that, like, you know what I mean? And I fell in love with a quote-unquote Jezebel, and I went through some things. I ended up letting this girl, like, really hurt me physically, almost take my life, etc., because I was thinking that, like when you love somebody, you stick around no matter what. And, like, this was the inconsistency that was taught to me, and I was just regurgitating it, like, you know? I didn't until after I got out of that relationship, and, you know, then, got around some different type of people, like, and some different characteristics, and I started experiencing people with, like, women were, like, genuinely nice, like, without the attitude, but, like, it was, like, something different, because I kept trying to chase the aspect that I wanted a bad beat, you know what I'm saying? I wanted this bad beat. I'm going to put that where I don't really want to curse, but y'all know what that is. Like, I wanted this bad beat, but I didn't have the realization that I was getting what I asked for. Asking for a bad beat is not only asking for that, but you're asking for what comes with a bad beat, like that inconsistency that I was talking about, like the irrationality, the not being able to communicate, the hyper aggressiveness of from a female, you know what I mean, to a male. And like, yo, when I got older, I said, yo, man, this is not healthy, like, you know what I mean? Then when I actually got into a different relationship and it was different and we actually talked and communicated and we argued, like, I ain't gonna say, like, the couples don't argue, but it wasn't to the where what I was used to, someone almost got physically violent, and somebody's getting kicked out the house, or, you know, like, it was a big inconsistency, man, and it took me to, like, you know, almost lose my life to go through this messed up relationship for 7 years, like, thinking that I can change somebody by, you know, taking this abuse as a man, because, like, she can't hurt me, and I ended up, the universe ended up exposing me to something different that showed me. So I finally got a different example, like, you know what I mean? Like, before I got that different example, I didn't know what love was, bro, just to be honest with you.
Hey.
Wow, that's heavy, brother. That's heavy. And so that leads me right into my next question, man. It's just divine how the questions came to me from our sisters, man. And that just shows, again, the power of the balance between the masculine and the feminine. So I want to ask all of the brothers, we're going to start in the same order. Out of all of your relationships, right, which sister hurt you the most? And we're going to go right into it with my brother JJ, man. Brother Knowledge, let's go.
I think the relationship that hurt me the most was the girl who I lost my virginity to. And it hurt me the most because I poured my feelings and my emotions, and I was so attached to her because of that fact. You know, she took my virginity at the time. So I was, you know, for a while it took me to recover. And now that I look back at it, she was the type, she was more of a follower, not a leader, you know. And like I tell people, once your relationship become crowded, that's when you have the most problems. And your relationship become complicated once they become crowded. You know, our relationship became crowded because she let her friends in. She let her friend control her way of thinking about me and about our relationship. And the most hate and the most shade, it comes from our own kind. And that's the sad reality that, you know, her friends in her ear saying, oh, he's no good for you. You know, he's not this, he's not that. You know, and that, like I said, that hurt me the most. And, but one thing I did bounce back, because that taught me not to just, you know, be attached to a woman physically. You know, now I'm in the state now, does she offer the total package? You know, mentally, physically, can she stimulate my mind, you know, on some intellectual type stuff? So once I was able to recuperate from that, like I said, if anything, she changed me for the better. That's how I look at that situation.
That's powerful, brother. When I get around to answer, I'm going to tell you, brother, me and you, brother, we're going to have to, you know, definitely talk about this because I have a very similar experience, man, and I don't want to get into that just yet, but I can definitely understand where you're coming from with that. Brother Mindset, Brother Wisdom.
Hey, so.
Out of all of your relationships, which sister hurt you the most, brother? Which sister hurt you the most?
So listen, like I tell you all the time, bro, I'm an alien, right? Like I'm not like everybody else. I came back here to do something different. So I'm going to give my alien answer, and I'm also going to give my third dimensional answer that hope hits home, because Brother Juice dropped some real knowledge in regards to how we've been programmed and what we saw and what we've been doing. Like, and we talked about it earlier when you saw my daughter and how she lit up. She lit up because of how I show love to her. And only way I can show that love to her, I'm a father of five, about to have my sixth in a couple weeks, sixth out of my 10 tribe. Like that's my legacy over everything, bro. So like from an alien standpoint, like the feminine side of me hurt me the most, bro. When I like me letting me not shine my creativity, my hair, my aspects, my good, my bad, me dogging myself and putting myself in and accepting less than hurt me the most. And y'all say, like, you take it back to the girl that you first lost your virginity to, but like she opened me up. Like I lost my virginity when I was like 8 or 9 years old to my babysitter. That's because my light was so fucking bright. It was so bright that like she needed to touch that shit. So like learning that aspect, that she didn't hurt me the most. It's just me allowing everybody else after her to use it. And abuse it. And I bring it back to the third dimensional world. What female that hurt me the most for real is my mom, that like literally allowed, like let her not breaking our generational curse, let her way of showing me how to love, let her way of showing how to give to others. And it's something that I'm 34 years young that I just realized, like my mom loves money more than she loves me, because if I can give her money, it makes her way more happy than me giving me my prayers or her truth or even her seeing her niece. So it's like when I learned that love, like love is not like, and I said it in the last thing, is compassion. And I still would sit back and I'll build with my mom. I know how to love her different now. And then, like I said, me starting to have a relationship with myself. Like I love myself more than anything now. And because I love myself, I want the best, not just for me, but I want the best for my children and their children. So like, yo, that's, so I'm glad that we got these masterminds on here that's been willing to bear their truth. So like that, I hope that made sense to those that don't speak alien.
No doubt, brother, no doubt. Now I do have a couple of questions about that, because I definitely was hearing you out, and it's two questions I got for you. One, you said that the feminine side of you, because, you know, we all have masculine and feminine parts of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
and I'm just making sure that I understood you correctly, the feminine part of yourself kind of caged you in a sense, if I was hearing you correctly, and didn't allow you to shine in a sense. Am I understanding that correct?
I put it down because, like, I didn't want to portray that to the world. Like, I was like, yo, I can't be my true self. Like, whenever someone would bark at, like, yo, you said it's masculine and feminine, that there's a bounce off of energies. The moment I embraced my feminine and let it be, like, the moment I let that be, like, I was able to really know how to, one, love myself and then also love those around me. And then see, like, my mom wasn't really not loving me. She was just loving herself more. Or my dad wasn't not loving me because he wasn't there. He just loved the streets or the money more. So it allowed me to not be a victim, because at the end of the day, like, it allowed me to realize, like, I'm the only one that have to show me how to truly love, if that makes any sense.
Okay, I got you. So I think I misunderstood you. So you were saying more that by embracing that feminine side of self,
yes,
it allowed you to open up more and love self more.
Facts. Facts.
Is that correct? Okay, I got you, Because I was kind of confused. I was like, okay, but now I'm right there with you, brother. I'm right there with you. Very deep. All right, same question, brother Hive. Talk to me, brother. Who hurt you the most?
It's a hard question because, you know where I've been at my journey and since, I've arrived to where I'm at because I ain't always, you know what I mean? I ain't reached to no super God status yet, but I know I'm getting there. But before I arrive, like, I don't think no girl actually, I don't think nobody, a girl hurt me, but losing what I lost hurt me, like what I did to the girl and she left out, that hurt me the most. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like how I lost her, and like that hurt the most. Like, I don't think been hurt by, like, I don't think I've been hurt. Like, I've been mad. Like, I don't think I was hurt because I wasn't in love. But man, that's a good one, yo. I don't think I've been hurt. But other than, like, the woman that really hurt me the most, I would say, yo, like Brother Mastermind said, probably be my mom. Cause like I got, like, my man, like, you know, Aubrey Drake, man, talk about this. That's on trust issues. I got him. Y'all had him, and I had him. Like, you know what I mean? And these trust issues came from my mom. When I look at it, like, her leaving me, like, for drugs and, like, stuff like that came for that. So I had, like, trust issues with women, like, leaving and going, like, yo. So I think that's, like, the first and only woman I really let hurt me, because I put up a wall to, like, every woman in my life trying to portray this, like, image that, like, I was super hard. That's why I never got a chance to, you know, to really get hurt, you know what I'm saying? And then in the situation I was just telling you about, like, you know, when I was with her, that hurt me the most because I showed this person, we're going to just say XY, her name, you know what I'm saying? But I love this person so much, man. I gave my life to show her I loved her because she couldn't love herself more than I love her. Like, I have more love for her than she had for herself. And I even put my life at risk to help her, and that will hurt me the most out of women. It's like, yo, wow, I really, like, definitely gave my life for this girl. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably the most hurtful shit ever, like, y'all.
What you know about being dope? What you know about being coke? What you know about being addicted? Addicted to this mindset. Mindset, my time is ready to unwind and spoon you and chop you like Texas do. So eat these foods. Your mind, these words, the words of Amada, ringing through the heavens, slicing through the air like a blade, Bushido, we scream in silence, hoping that someone hears our voice, trying to drown all the noise, got the pain in the course, in the white course, oh my God, swimming in the pain, trying to remain in the ether, where I can see so much clearer, they know, not who they are, forgive them, but I know who I am, for I know who you are. Eternal love, eternal life, eternal dove, eternal sight, eternal ice. Ooh, my, for this vessel, we are filled with much strife, much life.
and his grief and his pain, anxiety filling all my membranes. Can we make a change from within? Can we plant these seeds so that they give in? Give into the light, L-I-G-H-T. Give into the light that shines so bright. Lean across the seven seas, through all the water and trees. Trees hold the keys to the galaxies. Seeds hold the keys to the legacies. Now watch this. Everything is one thing, that's energy. Focus on myself, man, fuck you into me. Huh, my C-E-L, my cells, they dwell. Shine your grace and light. Forgive us, Father, cause we love and lost sight. And understand when I close my eyes, I dive deep into the sixth state of mind. Take a deep, I'm a tree. Taking pictures for my pituitary man. My third eye wide open in this foreign land. Man, miss me with that duty, shit your bills, pay bills and die. 40, 40, 40, yeah, that's a lie. I broke out of the matrix, so no more time to fear. Just make your life how you want it. Don't let them front you or stunt you or broke you. I was just supposed to spoke these words, cause words cast them spells. Spells sending my people to hell. Nah, forget that nigga, I'd rather do jail time. So I can develop my mind and unwind a mission from the inside out. How do you make it when you felt like you were supposed to take gifts or take more? Nah, I make it cause I've rose through the concrete jungles of Brick City. And the drugs, fatherlessness. Understand, I was put above all the bullshit. And the bullshit. Yo, what up, 10 bands? Hey, this is a gift. Feeding the masses, see? Gave this beat a tragedy.